Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra, Daf Lamed Zayin, Baba Basra 37. Today's Daf Yomi introduces us to a beautiful concept called HaMocher Ba'ayin Yafem Mocher. One who sells something with a beautiful eye. What does this mean? So the Gemara talks about the following case where somebody comes to sell a property to somebody else, and to one person he sells the trees on the property, and the other person he sells the land of the property. And so one of the people acquires the trees through an act of a kinyan, a formal act of acquisition, whereas the other person acquires the land through a formal act of acquisition. So what have they acquired? So Rav Zvid's position is zekana ilanos v'zekana karka. Rav Zvid's position is one person has acquired only the trees and the other person has acquired all of the land, meaning to say the person who has acquired the trees just acquires the tree but doesn't acquire all the area around the tree, and so therefore if the tree will somehow wither up and die, when that happens he will not have the right to replant it because he has just acquired the tree and not the land around the tree. Rav Papa disagrees. Rav Papa says, well, if that's the case, if the person who owns the trees really owns no land at all, we have a problem. Because then the owner of the lands could always just turn to the owner of the tree and say, get off my land. He could say, this is my land. Take your tree. Uproot your tree and get out of here. So rather, Rav Papa gives a different explanation. Rav Papa says, zekoneh. Ilanos vizeh v'chatzi karka, vizeh kana chatzi karka. Rav Papa says this one has acquired the trees and half of the land, but Rashbam says it means just a portion of the land, meaning one person has acquired the trees and the area around their trees and that land, and the other person has acquired the other portion of the land. And so therefore, Rav Papa would disagree with Rav Zvid, and Rav Papa would say that if the tree, or when the tree will die, the person who bought the trees will have the right to replant the tree. That is the fundamental dispute between Rav Papa and Rav Zvid. So comes along the Gemara and says, okay, that case was talking about where one person sold his land and his trees to two people. Let's say we have a different scenario where the person who sold his land, but he left behind the trees for himself. So the Gemara says there, under those circumstances, machar karka v'shir ilanos lefanav, if somebody sells his land and he leaves back the trees for himself, then for sure we're going to say yesh lo karka. For sure, if somebody leaves back the trees for himself, we for sure say he left back for himself not only the tree itself, but also the land around the tree, so that if the tree will die, he'll be able to replant it. And what is the basis for this? The Gemara says, v'afilu Rebbe Akiva, even according to Rebbe Akiva, who says we sell something ba'ayin yafe mocher, who says we sell something with an ayin yafe, we sell something with a good eye. What does this mean? Rebbe Akiva, this is a dispute that takes place on 64a, which we're going to get to, please God, in a few days, where the Gemara talks about a dispute between Rebbe Akiva and the Rabbanan. What happens in the dispute between Rebbe Akiva and the Rabbanan, where a person comes along and he wants to sell his house, and he excludes the cistern from the sale. And so under those circumstances, Rebbe Akiva says, since he excluded the cistern, that's all he has excluded. But he sold everything else. He sold all the land that he would have necessarily walked to in order to get to the cistern. And so therefore, the person would have to now purchase an easement in order to walk on the property in order to get to the cistern. And Rabbi Akiva says, the reason why we assume he sold everything is because when a person sells something, mocher ba'ayin yafe, he sells everything with a good eye. He intends to sell everything to help this person. And so that is what Rabbi Akiva says. So the Gemara says, so even though Rabbi Akiva under those circumstances would require the person to buy an easement, because Rabbi Akiva says when he sold everything, he sold it all entirely, that's only by a hani mili gabe bor vidus, delo mechashu ba'ara. When do we say he sells something and that he has sold it with an ayin yafa? That's by a pit and a cistern, because there, the pit and the cistern, around them, they're not weakening the land. And so he wouldn't really require any of the land itself, because otherwise the pit or cistern are not damaging the land. However, under these circumstances, where we're talking about a tree, avol ilanos demikachashi, where the trees are weakening the area around it because the roots weaken the land, shiuri shire, we're going to assume that the person has left over some of the land. Why do we assume that he left over some of the land? Because if he's not, dilo shire lemalei akor ilanei vazil, because then otherwise the person who bought the land will say, get rid of your tree, get rid of it, because it's damaging my land. Or at the very least, if it comes down, he wouldn't let him replant it. But even more so, he's going to say, you have to get rid of your tree because your tree is damaging my land. And so therefore, even though Rabbi Akiva says, mocher ba'ayin yafa, in general, you sell everything, here he's not going to say that. Here he's going to say that the person who sold the land and kept the trees for himself also kept the land around the trees. But we see from here, there's a beautiful idea that the Gemara assumes that one who comes to sell something is selling it with good intentions. His intent is mocher ba'ayin yafa. And I was thinking about this, that sometimes I meet people in life who are, there are people who we could call mocher ba'ayin yafa. They when they want to do something for you, they do it the best. They're trying to help you out to the nth degree. These are people, we could call them, they're mocher ba'ayin yafa.